Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Welcome to the NFL Draft Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Akeem Euro Jones. In the studio we have today, calling live from Kentucky, we have Mr. Patrick, a.k.a. Ford Tough Ford. Patrick, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Nice to meet you.
Hey, you know, just to start off first, you can throw a plug for your Twitter account to get more people following you right now. So spell it out for the folks so they can get on your bandwagon.
Yeah, it's Ford, F-O-R-D, T-O-U-G-H, 63. So, everybody, if you want to know who I am, follow me on Twitter.
All right, everybody. Patrick is EKU's offensive lineman. The reason I call him offensive lineman because he is athletic enough to play multiple positions. He's been playing old guard and old tackle. So, let's jump right into it. The 2013 season, you were a preseason ranked Ohio Valley Conference. Going into this season, what were you hoping to prove and what were your expectations for your senior year?
Well, coming into our senior year, we had high expectations as a team. And we had four returning starters on the offensive line. So we came in with the attitude, you know, we like to run the ball. We like to be powerful. And I just wanted to, you know, help our team out as much as humanly possible and try to get better as a player every day and concentrate on that first. And then when the season was over, start looking at the NFL and see kind of where I stood with guys.
Now, we're both guys from the small schools. So can you just describe, talk about the talent or just the competitive level of competition in the Ohio Valley Conference? Because it's regarded as one of the better 1AA, well, formerly 1AA divisions.
Well, sure. I mean, when guys think football, you think SEC or Big Ten or whatever. And you know, there's something to be said for that because there's a lot of talent there. But at the same time, you know, there's a lot of good football players across the country, and when I think if fans tuned in and watched 1AA football and OVC football and EKU football, I think you'd see that there's still a lot of good football players at this level and a lot of talent, and it still takes a lot of hard work and talent to be successful in these leagues.
Right, and I think what most people, you know, don't understand is that there are a lot of guys. You know, the level of competition between, like, the 1AA and 1A level are kind of slim, and it could be for any reason why a player didn't get into, like, one of those big-time schools. So tell us, you know, I read that, you know, you were 240 when you were playing in high school, and, you know, that was, like, a small reason why, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I talked to some 1A schools, and they say, hey, we like you. You know, we like your work ethic and your footwork and everything, but, you know, not many schools are going to be willing to give us college scholarship to an offensive tackle that weighs 240 pounds. So I think that's one way that the 1AA route worked for me because they were able to take me and give me the time to put the weight on and develop into a player.
So what's your size now after you got to EKU, and then you had time to grow and develop and work. So what's the finished product?
Right now I'm weighing about 317.
Okay.
So I've put on a good amount of weight.
All right. So let's talk about just the season at EKU. And, you know, unfortunately you had an ACL injury. But up to that point, how were you guys looking on the field and looking as far as in your conference to win it?
Well, at the point I got hurt, we were 4-1, undefeated in 1AA football, and I think we were ranked in the top 15. As the season went on, we ended up 8-3 and ranked 16th in the country at the end of the year.
Were you guys able to make the playoffs?
No, sir. We were second in our conference, and even though we were ranked 16th in the country, we did not get in that large bid, so we were pretty upset about that.
Now tell me, did you guys have any 1A schools that were on your schedule this year?
We played Purdue, and I played against Kawan Short. They're number 93. That's a real high draft pick.
And how was that? And how did you feel? How did that game go? Because As a 1AA player, I always was hoping that at Fordham they would schedule at least an Army or UConn to go against some of those allegedly better players. And you said that you went against a good player against Purdue. Did you feel he was as good as advertised, or you felt like, man, I could do this week in and week out? This is no sweat.
Well, I mean, absolutely. There's no doubt he's a talented player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think he'll be successful in the NFL. But at the same time, going against him and other players on that team, I felt like I stacked up pretty well. And that was a big confidence booster for me because I feel like if I can block him, then I'm going to be successful against most guys.
Now, how did you guys do overall against Purdue?
Not too good. Let's not talk about that score.
All right, we'll move on from that. So currently right now you're bouncing back from an ACL injury that you suffered. Talk about the rehab process and, you know, the promise you have coming out of it, because it seems like, you know, you're in good spirits and that you have a real positive outlook on everything that's going to happen post-injury. So tell us, you know, what the routine is and what you're looking forward into the future with this going on and trying to get into the NFL, get picked up by an NFL team.
Yeah, I mean, it happened in the middle of the season, you know, and it's one of those things you just got to accept it and you got to move on. So I'm in the training room every day at 7 o'clock in the morning. Afternoon, 1:30, I roll in. I'm with the strength and conditioning coach. I'm lifting and running for 3 or 4 hours a day. Now at this point, when you're able to do more, it's kind of more exciting because I can lift again, I can run again, I can start to do drills. It's, you know, really exciting for me, because I've been waiting so long to get back to that.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a matter of doing everything I can every day to get healthy as quick as possible for these upcoming rookie camps.
Right, and with the rookie camps, what have you heard about the rookie camps go again? I mean, have you been able to contact anybody formerly who went to EKU to kind of, like, get your mind right and kind of suss out, like, what's going on when you get to an NFL-type setting?
Yeah, I've had some great guys that have helped me kind of with the process and understand what's going on. A buddy of mine named Derek Hardman, I actually played with at Eastern. He plays for the Tampa Bay right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then our GA, so the last 2 years, have been Larry Turner and Josh Beekman, who both played in the NFL. So between those three guys, they've really helped, I think, mentally prepare me for the process and what it's going to take to be successful in the NFL.
Now, at what point in your college career did you think you had the opportunity to play in the NFL? Like, I didn't realize it until pretty much late in my senior year when scouts started coming, because for me it wasn't even an option for me. I wasn't even thinking in that level. So at what point did you know that you were a guy that scouts were looking at?
I think my redshirt sophomore year, when I was able to put the weight on, I was up to about 290. I thought, you know, maybe I'm going to have a chance at this. And then my junior year, when scouts started coming around, not specifically for me, but it seemed like they were showing some interest in me, I thought, you know, I think I've really got a chance to make a run at this and see what happens.
Okay, so going into your senior year, what were you looking, hoping to get on film impress the scouts? And when I say that, were there certain things that you wanted to show, I guess, technique-wise, and what did you work on during the offseason to show that you were kind of like a complete offensive line player that can move around?
Well, like you said, I've had to move around. I've had to play. I've started games at left and right guard, at left tackle and tight end. So I think one of the biggest things I want to highlight is my versatility. If you watch my film, we move around a lot. I played guard and tackle. We did tackle over stuff. So being able to play out of any position and then just showing that I'm a physical type guy, I like to get in there and mix it up, and I'm going to play hard. And I hope, you know, that my film reflects that when people watch that.
All right, and prior to that, what was the feedback that you had from any scouts or anybody just describing your play?
I would just say it's where we ran a power football scheme.
Really? Do they still do that in college?
Yeah, we're one of the few left, it seems like. But, in a football world where it seems like there's a lot of spread now in college, mm-hmm. we're a power football team. And so I think my trademarks are, you know, toughness, a physical type of player, intelligent type of player, and, you know, I'm going to work hard and do whatever it takes, you know.
You know what? I told you earlier when we spoke before the show here that I might talk some crap about you for playing online, but now I do have my respect for you has grown because you said that you play a pile of football. Because the one thing about O linemen now, I'm like, you, if you play in a spread offense, I'm like, you play in a punk offense. Like, that's not real football to me. So, yeah, I like the fact that you are grounded and, you know, you're good at going to be able to play the run. So that, you know, that actually helps you out a lot because there's not a lot of physical alignment anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And I think our O-line as a whole, and definitely me as an individual, pride myself on that. And, you know, I try to be as balanced as possible, and I can pass block it. I feel like as good as anybody, but at the same time, my forte and what we really like to do is get nasty and run the football, and I hope guys will recognize that.
Well, being a power running team, are you running because, like, your running back is pretty much your featured player, and are there any players on our offense that, you know, you feel might be able to, you know, be in the same position you are in this year being looked at as NFL prospects?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for a 1AA level, our offense had a great amount of talent. We had a running back, Mac Denham, who went over 3,000 yards in his career. He was a senior along with me. He's trying to get a shot at the NFL. We had my other offensive tackle, Aaron Adams, was a 2-year starter. He's trying to go to the NFL as well. But to help, we had a balanced attack this year. We could pass the ball. And Tyrone Gord, our top receiver, got a combine invite, and he's going to be an NFL guy too. So we had a lot of talent for a 1AA offense.
Oh, wow, okay. That's pretty impressive. So, well, let's move on into, like, talking about, you know, where you're possibly looking to be, you know, over the next few months. When does it look like, you know, what's your timetable as far as you think you're making a full recovery? And when I say full recovery, I know for ACL, it might take, almost a full year to become 100% unless you're Adrian Peterson. But, you know, when do you think you'll be able to get back and start, you know, be able to kick slide and do everything you were doing going normally?
Right. Well, like you said, it's a process, and it's hard to tell exactly when. But like I said, I've just got cleared for change of direction running. So I believe by May is when I'll be cleared to do all football activities.
Okay.
So coming in June and July, starting to work into contact, and then hopefully by fall camp, so I'll be 100% ready to roll.
Okay. Well, as far as just playing offensive line and everything, I always like to talk to linemen about just the nuances of playing inside and playing outside. What do you feel is your best asset as an offensive lineman?
Well, like you said, I'm versatile. I've played both positions. And I'm comfortable at guard, and like I said, I like running, I like pass blocking. I feel like I pride myself on trying to be able to do anything from any position.
Mm-hmm. And where do you think, like, prior to you going into an NFL camp, what is the thing that you believe that you need to focus more and just get better at in your game?
Well, first of all, get 100% healthy.
Right.
Second of all, I've been projected more as a guard type guy. And
mm-hmm.
although I've played guard, I've been primarily a tackle for the last couple years. So just getting the reps at, you know, the footwork, the hand placement, the small little differences between
mm-hmm.
those positions, and really just mastering the guard position.
Well, let's expand on that because I think a lot of people believe, like, well, O-line is O-line, like, everybody should be able to play the same position. So, you know, just get a little bit more in depth about, like, the differences that are between an offensive guard and offensive line, because obviously the pass setting is completely different. The amount of space you have to work in is completely different. So it is playing a different game, especially, like, you know, if you're on the left side, it's a completely different kicking than it is on the right side. So I understand as a D lineman. So, you know, help people understand, you know, why is it important that you have to learn more about playing guard, even though you play O-line, and you should be able to, and they think that you should be able to play all positions anyway?
Well, I think you highlighted it. And the main difference, I think, is playing in space. At tackle, you're going against fast guys, and you've got a lot of open area to cover, and you're setting more vertically. As a guard, you know, you're playing against you're more in a box. You're going to set more horizontally and have to be a power guy. And like you said, going from left to right, it's a big difference. Although the technique and the plays are the same, it's muscle memory and training yourself to be able to do all those different types of movements from the opposite stance.
Now, with the kind of you gave a different like kind of lineman you deal with. What kind of D lineman do you do you find it easier to go against, and which kind of D lineman do you kind of struggle with? And I guess I'll explain like just dealing with myself. When I play against O linemen, I felt more comfortable going against tall O linemen because I was 6'5", and the tall guy I could get up under, as opposed to like a guard who was maybe 6'3", 6'2". I kind of struggled sometimes because they were a lot shorter than me, and it was tough to try to even get under them. So what kind of linemen did you feel more comfortable playing against, or easier for you, and which ones do you feel have a little difficult time maneuvering with?
Right. Well, like I said, I've gone against tall guys and short guys, and I feel like I have the athleticism to match up with those quick guys and the strength to match up with those tall guys. I'd say the biggest thing that I had trouble with was going against a guy with a real long wingspan, because I probably kind of have shorter arms for a tackle. And if you can long arm me and get into me, then that was where I would have the biggest problems, and I think that's the biggest reason going to the next level that I'm projected as a guard-type player.
Right. And even though you have a knee injury and everything, but one thing about being a tall offensive lineman, especially a 6'5 guard, which is normally reserved for guys who are shorter, are you able to still do work with your hip flexibility even though you aren't working, you weren't able to run or anything? Were you able to get more of that to like help with that bend so you'd kind of be ahead of the curve when going in and starting your training all over again?
Yeah, well, coming out of my junior year, talking to scouts, I think one of the biggest things they told me I needed to work on was my flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
So all summer and into the year, I've begun doing yoga to improve my flexibility. And now that I'm getting cleared to do more activities, I'm getting back into that. And I think that's been a big help, working on all types of flexibility, getting comfortable being in a bent position. And so I think that's going to pay off when I do move it inside and have to play down in a three-point stance more often.
How much did you enjoy yoga?
Surprisingly, I actually really enjoy it. I'm not big on stretching too much, but yoga is actually, I feel, really helps your body, helps your balance, helps your flexibility. So I'd recommend it to everybody, even though I think in the football community it kind of gets a little bit of a bad rap.
Oh, to be honest, that's the complete opposite. With the Redskins, we had scheduled yoga or Pilates classes. So you get a lot more players doing it, but I think more players would only do it with other players because I've taken yoga in New York City in studios where everybody is like a vegan and flexible, and I'm like the big ass in the back, struggling and sweating and falling down, and that messes with your confidence. Like as an athlete, you're a competitor, and you see people like doing things you can't do. That messes with your head.
Oh, so there's no doubt about it. There's little 170-pound guys that can do lots of things that I can't do in that arena.
Right.
But yeah, we did get a group of O-linemen going together, and I think that definitely helped. We encouraged each other and realized that we're not all at that level quite yet, but hopefully we can work towards that.
Right. And we were talking earlier, you said that, you grew up on a farm and everything. How has that farm boy strength translated to the field? Because it always has, like, the farm guys are the ones who don't even need to go into the weight room but somehow can lift, like, 350 pounds over their head. So what have you, growing up on a farm, how did that help develop your strength to the football field?
Well, like I said earlier, I was a skinny guy coming out of high school. So as far as that, I don't know so much. But just, working at a young age, I think it taught me to work ethic and what it takes to be successful at anything, and that includes football. So, I think in this day and age, if you know how to work hard, then you can do what it takes to become successful because you're going to work it. In cases where other guys aren't willing to put that effort in.
And, you already told us that you graduated already from college in the spring and now you're going for your master's. You know, elaborate more on about what you got your degree in and what are you hoping to do with your degree, even if you do play football, and if you don't play football, you know, talk more about that, because I always say this, I think people get tired of hearing me say this on the show, is that, you know, players go to school and they do graduate, you know, and that's kind of something that I don't think is spoke about enough in just in football in general. So, you know, just talk more about, you know, what you're doing as far as academically.
Yeah, I graduated in the spring with a bachelor's in construction management. Right now I'm taking master's classes and a master's degree in construction management. Whenever football's over, hopefully that's not too in the near future, but whenever it is over, I plan to work with a construction management company and hopefully run construction jobs one day.
Okay, I thought it was like coming home and like redoing the farm and building something like crazy on the farm or something.
That might happen. That's probably on the weekends.
Oh, all right. So wait, do you get into a lot of hunting since you grew up on a farm? Is that like your forte?
You know, I never really have hunted much. Seems like growing up between when I was young, I played baseball, basketball, football, and even in high school, I played basketball and football.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it seems like between all that and working construction jobs, I haven't had too much time to do those kind of things, but I'd like to get into it eventually.
Jesus, you're like the worst kind of farm guy. Like, I thought I would be on a team with you. I'm like, yeah, we're going to Pat's house. We're going to go get some venison. And you're like, all right, no, I'm chilling, man. I'm a city boy. Like, No, that's cool. But is the family into hunting and you just never got a chance to get into it? Or, like, no one in the family really hunts?
No, not really. Like I said, we've always been big into construction.
Okay.
So most of our free time, we're remodeling houses and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I know a lot of buddies are into it, and it's something I'd be interested, you know, when my playing days are over, I'd say for sure.
Well, the part of Kentucky you grew up in and playing football is, did you go to, like, a pretty well-known football school, or was it a smaller high school, and you were, like pretty much a big fish in a small pond?
It's a pretty big school population-wise, and we're known a lot at our high school for our basketball teams, and I played basketball as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's definitely not like it was playing in some of those big-time schools, but I do think I was getting big enough publicity to at least get some colleges to notice me, and I was able to get my offer.
Right. You said, well, Eastern Kentucky was the school that offered you. What other school was in the running?
Well, the only other schools that offered me was Gardner-Webb, and I had, you know, several other 1AA schools looking at me, and the UK, Louisville, those type of 1A schools, but actually coming out of high school, I only had two full scholarship offers, I think, mostly because of my weight.
Right. And did you play any other position on offense? Because, like, you're probably 6'5", 240. Were you playing tight end and switching over to D-line? Because, I mean, that's a pretty good weight. Especially if you're playing basketball, so it's definitely, you know, obvious that you have some athletic ability.
Yeah, in high school I played DN. I think in high school I probably considered myself more of a defensive end, and every other school that was looking at me coming out of high school wanted me to play defense, and EKU was the only school that saw me as an offensive lineman and put me there, and I think it ended up working out well.
You know what, I was that same guy when I was with D-lineman in high school. And I had Villanova come to me. I had University of New Hampshire. And they were like, hey, listen, man, you know, you'll do well at D-line, but, you know, we also have some scholarships for O-line. What do you think about that? I was like, I think I'm a better D-line. And they was like, okay, we'll get back to you. Obviously, I never heard back from those schools, and I was one of those guys who fought against playing at O-line because I just did not want to play O-line at all.
Yeah, I mean, I was the same way. I saw myself as an athlete, and I wanted to play D-line, but at the same time, I want to play. And so
right.
If O-line was where I was going to play and get on the field, then that's what I wanted to do because
right.
I'm a football player, and I want to be on the field. So
right.
That's kind of how it worked out.
Well, my rationale was like, I was like, listen, I don't want somebody my size running at me while I'm going backwards. I'm like, this makes no sense. I'm like, I don't understand the point of doing that. So I was like, I don't want to play it because I was like, to me, it just didn't make – I was like, would I want to block myself? And I was like, no. And I was like, I'll be damned if I want to get embarrassed while I'm going backwards and past it. So that was like, I can't let that happen. I think I was more scared of anything to play offensive line because I thought I'd get beat up bad. than I did playing defensive line where I could be the aggressor.
Yeah, I mean, like our coach has always told us, I think there's a lot of truth in it. Offensive line is the most unnatural position to play. There's a lot of movements that just aren't natural, and you have to train yourself to do that. And if you don't, like you said, you will get embarrassed because, you know, as a D lineman or other positions, you can be athletic and make plays, but an offensive lineman, if you're not technique sound, you're not going to be a successful player.
Exactly, and to be honest, and people always ask what I think of the toughest position. I do believe like offensive line is probably the toughest position to play, just because of that. If you hopefully you'll be in that position when you get in the camp. You will see the drop off of good offensive linemen to bad offensive linemen. It's a huge drop off. Like if you're starting, it's pretty good, but like even some of those guys are not great. It's hard to find good sound O linemen because even during the preseason games, my first game against Carolina. I did extremely well. Then the coach was like, all right, you think you're a badass. We're going to put you against the starters against the Cincinnati Bengals. Then things did not go as planned. You know, it was a complete adjustment. So I think it's just hard finding these big athletic guys with good technique, with strong lower bodies, and who are smart. So I think, you know, any O lineman who comes in with size and footwork and technique, they definitely have a chance. So that's why I look at you like, you know, you definitely have an opportunity because good old linemen are far and few in between.
Well, thank you. And, yeah, like you said, I think that blend of intelligence, of power and aggression, it's a rare combination. So I think hopefully coming in this league, I'll show guys what I've got and prove that I'm a valuable asset.
Well, Patrick, again, you know, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Like I said, I always enjoy talking to a lineman. You've been such a good dude, man. I can't think of anything bad to say about you. Except for you probably, I got to find some guys you played against to find out how bad you hold. Yeah, I'm going to do some revision. I got to find some dirt on you.
Well, hey, I hold every play, but if you don't get called for it, it's not holding.
Hey, Patrick, it has been great talking to you. Everybody, again, look out for Patrick Ford from Eastern Kentucky University. He is an offensive lineman who was looking to make an impact in the league. Patrick, is there anything you want, any shout-outs you want to give, any, again, you want to throw out your Twitter or Instagram or anything, say hi to your girlfriend or anything before we get out of here?
No, I'd just like to say thanks for the interview, and I will give a shout-out to my agency, OTG Sports. They're the one that's got me this interview, and I'd just like to say thanks to them and thanks for you for having me on the show.
Hey, Patrick, no problem. And listen, we're going to check back in on you to see how everything went, getting to camp and see how the camp and everything went, man. So best of luck to you and everybody who's been listening. Thank you for paying for checking in on us at the NFL Draft Player Spotlight Show. We'll be continuing to bring you the names you need to know first coming up for the 2013 NFL Draft. Everybody take care and peace.